I'm Marco Werman. This is The World.
Hi, Kike Marvin. Come on. Come on, Marvin.
Let's go. Let's go.
Marvin is a key player in today's GeoQuiz. Marvin is one of the huskies on an international dog sled expedition underway in the high Arctic. Polar explorer Will Steger is leading a team along a 1,400-mile route across the northern reaches of Canada. The team is crossing fjords, mountain ranges, and sea ice in an effort to document signs of climate change on the northernmost island in the Canadian Arctic. Now, Will Steger, according to your expedition blog, you're somewhere near 77 degrees north, 93 degrees west. Does that mean you're standing on land or on sea ice?
We're right now on sea ice. We're about 800 miles from the North Pole. The Arctic Ocean is just straight north of us. So we, for the most part, have been on the sea ice, the ocean ice, which because of the strong winds, mainly the pack ice off of the Arctic Ocean, is all crumbled up, rubble and ridges. We have to chop and cut our way through these areas. So we've had unexpected delays here because of the bad ice. The weather has been fairly mild. It's about 30 below centigrade. The wind is now back with us, so we've got the wind chills maybe 60, 70 below right now.
And where are you in relation to Ellesmere Island?
Ellesmere is to our east about 200 miles, and we're working our way in that direction. We should be there in about 2.5 weeks.
Does Ellesmere Island have any settlements?
There's one settlement in southern Ellesmere, but this area is so remote and so harsh, nobody has ever settled in this area, so there's no ruins or anything like that at all. It's just open, really rough terrain and mountains.
I guess there are a few polar bear settlements. Have you encountered any of those guys?
We've had a lot of issues with polar bears. In fact, the last 2 days are the first days that we hadn't seen tracks, but we had a lot of bears that come into camp. We have 30 dogs, 3 teams of 10, 3 sleds, of course. And what we do in the evening is we stake the dogs around our camp, around our 3 sleds and 3 tents, in a square. So we're surrounded by dogs on all 4 sides with the camp and et cetera. We have a couple of dogs. Marvin's one of them. Raven's another dog that allowed to run loose. During the night, there are early warning bear alert systems, and when the bears come in, the dogs bark.
How about the morale of those huskies, of your dogs? I mean, when they see all these polar bears, do they ever get spooked?
They like it. In fact, we get better mileage when we're around bear country. They, smelling the tracks, and in this area with a lot of bear around here, they get pretty excited when they see the fresh tracks.
Will, this is fairly familiar territory for you. I mean, going back to your dog sled journey to the North Pole without resupply in 1986, I'm curious to know what signs of climate change have you noticed over the years, and what are you looking for right now?
Unfortunately, there isn't the smoking gun that we wish we had all the time of global warming because the climate's changing. We've always had cold weather this time of the year. But just to the north of us, a section of the Isles ice shelf broke off 300 miles north of here. It was about the size of Manhattan when it broke off. So we're heading towards that to document that. And that is definitely a sign of global warming, the breaking off of these ice shelves. And we wanted to draw attention to that and the need to take global warming seriously to prevent the melting of these ice sheets. That would be a catastrophe for us.
So what's next for you this morning? Or have you broken camp yet? Where are you heading next? And how's Marvin doing?
Marvin is still sleeping. In 11 minutes, we're out of the tent. The day starts here on the hour. It'll take us half an hour to pack up the sleds and the tents. And then it took up the dogs, and within the hour after we exit here, we're off for another day. And then we travel basically a 9-10 hour day into a heavy northwest wind today.
Will Steger is leading a dog sled expedition across Ellesmere Island. That's the answer to our GeoQuiz today. You can find a link to his Global Warming 101 expedition at theworld.org. Will, thank you very much, and off you go before you freeze in your tent there.
Okay, we really appreciate the interview, and thank you very much.